Kyle and Keith.
Did not practice today. They'll both be listed as questionable, and there'll be game time decisions.
Did you warm up, Kyle, kind of like you've done the last couple of weeks?
Okay, we'll adjust it based on how he's feeling.
It's hard to imagine this team going into a game without Kyle and Keith, but is that in the event that happens, how do you think backups and guys would be able to?
Well, I think good backups have proven to this point that they're capable of playing, and they've gone in and done a nice job for us.
How much you benefit now, I mean, from Tully, now you got Tully and Fowler who could potentially be there in some fashion?
Well, I think it just talks about their commitment and the depth and the fact that we've got guys that can come in and play.
What did you like about couple of backups, Ford and Ball, that these two guys that weren't playing football last year for different reasons? What did you like about them in training camp that got them to this
point? Well, they worked. It started well before training camp started in OTAs, and they worked hard. They got in great shape, and they made plays throughout training camp. They were very competitive, and they played hard in preseason games. And we knew at that point that both of them would provide great depth for us.
You feel like the odds are with Keith and Kyle that you get at least one of them? Or...
Yeah, I mean, they'll both be game-time decisions, so we'll see how it goes.
What kind of designation you put on a guy?
Keith will be listed as questionable.
Carr, Allred, Hayes, Collins, all questionable, too?
Allred is questionable. Carr is questionable. Hayes is probable.
Okay. And could Collins even show up there? Is he still on the injury?
Who was that?
Kerry?
No.
Okay.